People often ask me to describe Brixton. What's it like to live or live around Brixton? And I think Brixton really is often best heard rather than described. So what I thought I'd do is just go for a brief walk around the market. So I'm around Atlantic Road where it meets Electric Avenue and Cold Harbour Lane. And that really is, I suppose, the heart of Brixton, and you get a bit of a feel for the area and what's going off. It's really just a mix of different sounds and collages all coming together. So that's hopefully what the next 2 minutes or so is going to put across. If you want to really gauge the mood of Londoners, some people say head towards Brixton. And if you want to gauge the feel of Brixton, head towards the market, which is just what I'm going to do. So I'm going to walk around and hopefully just let a bit of the sounds do the talking. So welcome to Brixton. Going past a CD store. And crossing the road onto Atlantic Road now. It's always a sound clash going on. That was actually the heavy, heavy dub sound of a phone shop. This is always quite an interesting part of the market. You hear a few more beats going off. Bit of an Asian tinge going off. I'm going past the butchers. There's about 3 or 4 in succession, and they also sell a load of fresh fish. And again, it seems to be king of the beets is king of the meat. Right now at the Cold Harbour Lane, Hopes Road Junction, this is frontline Brixton at its best. It's always busy around here on Saturdays. Saturday morning really is market day. A lot of activity going off. Right opposite now, Brixton Mainline train station. I was passing through here earlier on the way to the Velodrome, and the sounds that really did catch my ear was there was some kind of Christian group preaching away and playing their guitars and shaking their tambourines. They've since moved on, that's a shame. It's getting a bit more quieter, getting towards the main Brixton Road, towards Marks and Sparks. That really is the essence of downtown Brixton. It has a reputation. I've been here 15 years, rarely had any problems. And I really wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Not just in London, the UK. Brixton's my home. It's a mighty fine place to live.